A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came near and heard the Sadducees disputing with Jesus. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question. This is the word of the Lord. In today's gospel selection, Mark presents us with a short dialogue between Jesus and one of the scribes. We know that Jesus did not have an easy relationship with the scribes, who, together with the Pharisees and others who felt threatened by the teaching and pastoral activities of Jesus, were often asking questions to test him. In verses 38 to 40 of chapter 12, Mark reports that while he was teaching in the temple, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." This scribe, however, approached Jesus in sincerity and goodwill. He was a professional scholar of the Mosaic law. He was impressed by the wisdom in Christ's discussion with the Sadducees. He did not want to put Jesus to the test, but wanted an honest discussion on an issue that was debated among scholars of his day. The Torah had hundreds of commandments, and the scholars frequently discussed which one was the first, the most important. This is the debate the scribe in today's gospel wanted to start with Jesus. Jesus had no difficulty in pointing to the Bible and quote from Deuteronomy 6:4-5 and remind him of the great Israelite confession of faith they were supposed to recite twice a day. And then Jesus pointed to another quote from the Bible. From the book of Leviticus, Jesus reminded him of a second important commandment, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Let us remember that chapter 19 of Leviticus starts with God's command to Moses saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" Then God instructed Moses on how to put this command into everyday life. The learned scribe did not need further explanations to see that Jesus was right when he said that there is no other commandment greater than these. And this is what he professed in agreement with Jesus, the teacher. In the face of the members of the priestly hierarchy, he made a bold statement. To love God and neighbor is much more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. Indeed, all the other commandments of the law are intended to spell out how to love God and neighbor. St. Paul wrote to the Romans saying, "The commandments are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself." Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Christ's response to the wise answer of the scribe is very important. "You are not far from the kingdom of God," he told him. Jesus first wanted to encourage the scribe. Jesus saw that the scribe accepted his answer, and he told him that in this he was wise. It is important to acknowledge wisdom wherever we find it, for it does not depend on men but on God, who shares it with men. People only have to accept as a gift God's inspirations, God's conversation with us. God can and does use any tool, noble or not, to deliver his message. Having made it clear to the scribe that he was correct in accepting his response and God's commandments, Jesus went on to encourage him further. By telling him that he was not far from the kingdom of God, Jesus was telling the scribe that he should proceed forward in order to enter the kingdom. He was challenging him to focus on the love of God and on the love of neighbor, so as not to put on an equal footing these commandments with the other hundreds of laws that were to be guidelines, sort of traffic signs along our way to the kingdom. Love of God and love of neighbor form the two-lane road to the kingdom. The other laws are pointers to encourage us forward, telling us how to behave and what to expect. The commandment of love is eternal and immutable. Other indications can change according to the needs of the people who are traveling along this road. Indeed, as St. Augustine said, "Love God and do whatever you please, for the soul trained in love to God will do nothing to offend the one who is beloved." Let us also remember that when we speak of the love of God and that of our neighbor, we are not speaking only about our love for God and for neighbor, but also on God's love for us and our neighbor's love for us. We have to remember this so that we could accept God's love, being loved by him, and also accept our neighbor's love for us, being loved by our neighbor. It is a two-way road. We love and we are loved. And it is God who loved us first, and our neighbors also. Without these two loves, we cannot live. With these two loves, we enter the kingdom of God.